Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can you say hard hats, folks? Hard hats, lunch pail, steel toe boots?
Anything short of a championship this year is a failure.
Dude, look at this boomer right here.
You've just got so much talent here.
Somebody said we need to apologize for Jalen.
Can I call the John? What are we apologizing for? What did we say? What did we do?
Yeah.
Jimmy, I will allow it.
Hard hat. Hard hat, hard hats. Here we go, folks. New job site coming for the Celtics. Came to work tonight, punched the clock. All they had to do, Sherrod, was punch the clock. The Heat couldn't even punch in tonight. They couldn't even feel
it. They got punched out. They got punched out. That's what
they
happened.
Couldn't punch in, but they got punched out. The Celtics punched the clock.
Absolutely.
Hard hats all night long. Derek White showed up again in this one. Yeah. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, the usual suspects showed up to work. And the Celtics move on to the second round. In five games, a gentleman sweep. It's not a gentleman sweep.
John, correct him, John. Go ahead, do it.
It's not a gentleman sweep.
I'm just thinking of more punch puns that we can throw out for the rest of the show.
And there will be more.
Yes, feeling punchy already. We're early in the show, and that's it. Ding dong.
Never a doubt.
It really wasn't, even though there was some consternation. And again, any concern anyone had over the Celtics this series had nothing to do with winning this series. It had to do with, can we get serious here and focus on the fact that you're in the playoffs and like, let's lock in. So yes, hard hat effort tonight. And again, Miami had to show up knowing that they were just dead. Because
they had HR was just waiting for them when they showed up today.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it was one of those days.
Into my office. It's not going to go well for you. We do want to let you know that the Garden Report is brought to you by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, and Game Time. The best mobile ticket marketplace app out there. Welcome Game Time to the CLNS Media Network as one of
Heat
title
fans,
sponsors.
You won't be needing Game Time anytime soon.
Stay with us. We'll tell you how to sign up. You see it on the screen. Use that code, $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply with Game Time. You want to get to those conferences? You want to get to round two? Gonna cost you. It's gonna be hard to get a ticket. Game Time might be the spot for you. But let's talk about the game itself. And again, how much to analyze this game? Really, it was what you expected it to be, and that was a freaking blowout. And now the Celtics are gonna play the winner of the Cavs Magic series in round two. We'll talk about that. Preview those matchups. Which one do you prefer? If you have a preference or not, does it even matter? Kristaps Porzingis updates, not really updates, but we'll talk about KP. We'll talk about your second center. How good
he's your second center.
The most audacious thing that happened tonight is Bobby Manning tweets about Luke's plus minus. Luke being a plus 20 while scoring 0 points and riding the coattails of a Jason Tatum, Sam Hauser barrage of the Heat's like G League second unit team.
I would have been a plus 20
right out of there. Exactly.
But he set some great screens, John. The screens were great.
I know.
He's a
I know.
Great screen setter.
Bobby's going to make me say bad things about Luke, and I don't want to. We're glad it worked out the way it did, but Bobby's going to bring that out in me. I'm just
Let's
letting
not
you
talk,
know.
Luke. Let's wait, because we're going to have to talk about him later. We've already said too much. Cornette Cam will be making an appearance in this show.
Cornette Cam. It's not personal. So we talk about this. I feel like we've talked about every game. What matters is not what happened tonight. It's what matters the next night. And I think that's very apropos, you know, just for this series, because it really was a one-off sort of night. I think masked in game four, you know, the blowout, because the Heat were just brutal, was the Celtics didn't play a clean game there either. And you wanted to see them play with a little bit more dog in them, a little bit more aggressive. Mm-hmm. Sherrod, overall, did you like it, or did just the shots fall? Was this better? Was this cleaner? Were they executed? Were they more focused?
This was best game of the series. Was to me, it was as close as I've seen them play at both ends of the floor, close to their potential. Now they could definitely play better than they did tonight. And again, you look at the previous games they've won. They're beating the snot out of Miami by like 20 points and playing like C minus basketball. This was more B minus. For the Celtics, because again, I still, you know, like Jaylen Brown, I thought had a great game offensively, really efficient. 4 turnovers, 1 assist. Did not like that. Tatum didn't shoot the ball particularly well, but he was a beast on the boards. With his 4th double double in 5 games. Derek White had it going on. Sam Hauser made big shots. They're moving in the right direction. But this team still has room to grow and play better going forward. To me, that's the thing that makes this team so special. They did not have a good series, and they won it in 5 games. I don't know if there are a lot of teams in the NBA that can play below their average level of play and put a team away in 5 games.
Yeah, they could against the Heat. And that was the one thing that I think a lot of us said, Sherrod, before the series, was that the Celtics can get away with making mistakes against the Heat. So, again, they were kind of damned if they do, damned if they don't. They beat the Heat fairly easily, and we say, well, of course they beat the Heat. The Heat shot, you know, 10% from 3-point range. You know, anybody's going to beat the Heat. But if they lose to the Heat, we're saying, what's wrong with this team? You know, these guys can't beat a team like the Heat. So they were kind of screwed either way in this series. I think at the end of the day, it ended, you know, they beat him in 5 games. However, which way they do it, I think we all kind of expected 4 or 5 games. A couple of us here I won't name thought maybe it would go 6, but regardless, I'm happy with this one because I always criticize them. Not always, but I oftentimes and probably always criticize them for not having that, you know, killer instinct. When you see the you know, your prey flopping around on the ground, just going for the kill. So tonight they did that. They win by whatever it is, 34. 34, 44. I'm not going to do that.
34. It's 34. Homeschool.
12 wins away. 12 wins away.
Time out. There we go.
12 wins away.
The 1, nice 2, and then you carry the 1, and then you put it away.
Yeah. So
they won by a lot.
To your point, you know, answering your question, John. Yeah, you're happy with this win. Again,
it's a hard hat win.
A hard hat win. And listen, we understand the Heat had, you know, Joe Schmo playing. I mean, literally, I mean, even, you know, what's his?
That's the lone right to you, Jimmy.
Who's the guy that sat tonight?
No, we're not Jaquez, telling you.
Jaquez, how do you say his name?
With UCLA.
Yeah,
Jimmy.
That dude. Anyways, time out. With Butler, Rozier, everybody out, they still took care of business.
Yeah, they did not play down to the competition. And they didn't let the competition get comfortable or get into any kind of rhythm or anything like that. And that's what you're supposed to do if you're the number one seed. You're not supposed to allow.
Well, sorry. Beverly Hills Cop. Folly is here to see you. That's what I was trying to think of when he was struggling with Jaquez. I was thinking of Bronson Pinchot.
Axel. Jaquez
is here to see you. Yes.
Gosh.
Bronson Pinchot should have been in more. I'm just saying that. Anyway. Jimmy.
Hang in next time you can't think of a name.
Jaquez.
Like your own name. You're getting up there. I'm going to wait. It'll happen.
I love it.
Jimmy, do you kick old man down the street, Jimmy?
Hey. Welcome to the
you
show.
You see a man across the street? Do you clip him?
Be his first episode.
Thing is, Jimmy doesn't even work here. He just shows up.
I just found the link. I just find the link, dude.
He's Milton from Office Space. Like, we fired him like 7 years ago, but like there was a glitch in the payroll and he just keeps showing up.
If Nick decides to audit the company like the Red Sox are about to do, I have a feeling I'm out of here, folks.
Yeah, it is exactly right. He's like, oh my God, I have been paying this guy, right? The hard hat
is messing with the blood flow. You can't fire me. I don't even work here.
Yeah, it's good. Tatum need a groove back? What's wrong? Why does everyone think Tatum only took 9 shots today?
Right.
But he finished a plus 35.
He's had 4 double doubles. He's had 4 double. He's had 1 triple double, 3 double doubles in 5 games.
You think he was limited by the ankle tonight and decided to take it easy?
I think he realized Derek White. To me, this is what should have happened in game 2.
Mark and Melody. Sorry.
It's okay.
I like these guys. Yeah.
No, I don't think he was limited. No. I just think Mark limited.
Yeah, they like you, John.
He didn't look like he was being passive. It just looked like he recognized other guys had it going, and he just kind of just play defense, rebound a ball, and keep it moving.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was favored at all, because, particularly on defense. I mean, I didn't think he was getting torched on defense. It almost seemed that at some point that he was just bored.
I thought he was good. I just don't think he needed to score a ton. He hit a few shots early. Just that was it, and then he did other things. But, like, again, he's part of that second unit that, like, drives the game up huge, the Bobby Cornett plus 20 unit. You know, that was kind of – that was regular season stuff there. It was you know, him with Hauser, Pritchard, Cornett. And helped extend it. He played a good game. So, he just wasn't crazy aggressive or trying to find a shot, but like, that's fine, right? Like that doesn't, I think we can't have it both ways with Tatum. We've said a lot of times, like, he doesn't need to be the alpha. He doesn't need to force, you know, we always talk about the Celtics giving games what it needs. I'm not sitting here and criticizing Tatum's performance tonight. Nope.
Wow.
Nothing to do it.
Clip that.
I'm not gonna do it.
I mean, the only thing I didn't like was the free throw shooting. The free throw shooting aside, everything else I was cool with. But I mean, 6 for 9, he's better than that. He shouldn't be shooting that bad. So
yeah,
that was the only thing I didn't like.
Yeah. Where are the Heat fans? We had this was the biggest audience we had was the one Heat win. We needed more Heat wins just to jack the CLNS audience because those idiots came in here taking a one victory lap, one lap around the track, and that's all they got. But they, man, did they take it. They were killing you guys in that one game.
Make them count. Yeah.
They owned this. They got under your skin. They were relentless. They drove people out of here. They took it over.
They did.
What? They kind of knew had to unload it all in like one game, I think.
Oh, he's here.
Yeah. Hydro Wilson.
Hey, what's up, Hydro Wilson?
Yeah. There's some of them. There's some of them here.
Heat and 6.
But anyway,
is that like 6 minutes till they get to the airport for 1, 2, 3 Cancun?
Oh man, what a terrible team this was! And again, not their fault.
We got a good graphic, don't we?
Of what? The of Cancun.
The Heat. Yeah.
There it is, guys. Ta-da! Ta-da! Hey, producer boy. Bye bye.
There they are. There you go, Sherrod. Sherrod loves Cancun. The Cancun 1, 2, 3.
I do. You know what's funny, though? There's an actual commercial with Jimmy Butler.
Is that Haslam?
Do you miss the sex bots? I kind of do.
Oh, God.
I was like, Ahmed, block the sex bots.
The bots were unreal.
Ahmed spent 50% of his time blocking sex bots and the other, like, making me graphics. He's like, I think I got them all. And then Jimmy would put them on the air.
A couple times when I was, you know, the problem is, it's like kind of tough. Sometimes you want to block somebody, but you end up putting their. They got to change that with this program. Yeah. It's too easy.
I told you not to tinker with the chat.
Posting to blocking. Yeah. I can't help myself.
Yeah. So really we can. are going to uh, we're going to chat here. We're going to talk. We're going to hear from these guys. You know, from the Garden, we have Bobby Manning, Jose Pavone standing by with Larry Bird. We'll get to him in a minute. But
we'll get to him in 20 minutes.
With Larry Bird, Bill Walton, John Havlicek are all there, and the truth, Paul Pierce. We'll get to Jose later. Jose, tell those guys to chill. Tell those guys to hang out.
We gotta get the truth on this show. We gotta get Pierce on.
Play
the clip of his retirement, of his number being raised, and John bashing him.
That was you guys. I had to say it. Sorry. It wasn't bashing. I'm just setting. I was just giving my opinion. We will hear from Joe Mazzulla. We're gonna hear Joe Mazzulla pregame as well, getting a little snippy with Bobby. But I'm not gonna get into that.
What?
I'm gonna wait for Bobby. Snippity.
Yeah, I heard all about this. I can't wait.
Snippy. You want it now?
Kinda, yeah.
All right, I'll
play it now. I'll play it later.
So the report earlier in the day, here's what I'm not doing, right? I am not blaming Joe Mazzulla for anything. I am simply pointing out that Joe made a comment earlier in the day about allowing Kristaps Porzingis to continue playing even after he noticed he was hurt. That raised some eyebrows and some flags. I don't think that's uncommon. Jason Tatum tweaks an angle. He walks around. You want to say?
It happens all the time.
It happens. It happens. If you want to be on the other side of it and say, yeah, but it's Kristaps Porzingis. He's your first center. He's important. Like, maybe immediately run out there and be like, up, 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 come out, come out, come out, come out. You could make that claim, but it's not a strange thing. But it does seem like Porzingis kind of wanted out, and Joe was like, you sure? And he let him go. And it just kept getting worse and worse. Whether he exacerbated the injury or not, I don't know that's necessarily clear. But Bobby asked about it prior to the game.
As he should.
As he should, because I think it was relevant. Like, so what happened there, and how do you normally handle that? And honestly, I think it's pretty easy for Joe to say, as you said, Sherrod, as we said, happens all the time. Guys, Tatum did it, blah, blah. You see players roll things, tweak things all the time. They walk it off. You let them play. If they're fine, they're fine. But he chose a different tactic. Here we go. Here's Joe. We'll do this while we wait for Bobby.
Like, for Chris Stapps going forward.
I'm not sure. I'm just going to give it a week, kind of see where he's at, kind of see how he responds to the treatment over the next week.
I know you mentioned he was kind of struggling out there for a couple plays before the injury occurred. What's the balance there? Obviously, you know, guys are going to play through some stuff, but, you know, when you see him struggling a little bit out there, like, is it on him to kind of call out there, or is it on, you know, you guys to kind of identify that? Like, what's that balance like on the play like that?
I mean, he told me he needed to come out of the game.
He told you that?
Yeah.
And that was the initial...
I don't know. It was at some point during it. It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was like 1879. It was a long time ago.
It was 20 hours ago.
It was like freaking a day ago. Oh, God.
The way he answered it, he's like, I know you are, but what am I? And he was just done.
Yeah, he's sick. I don't
know. Then, like, it was silence for like 10 seconds and nobody followed. Come on, guys. Like, wait, what? I just thought
they left Bobby out to dry.
I'm not blaming Joe Mazzulla for the Porzingis injury. It's just a relevant question. It was just the exchange was fucking freaking funny. It was a legit question.
It was a totally legit question. I thought Bobby phrased it perfectly. You know, pointing out.
He even used the word balance, where it's like sometimes you just gotta throw the word balance in there. Just to like make the question.
He's like,
make
I let him play. He's like, so it happened. He told me. So, but
the I don't thing know. Is, it happened a long time ago.
The only thing is, Porzingis said, I want out. And Joe's like, nah. And he let him. But he said he wanted out. At that point, there's no balance at that point. He said he wants out. Get him out of there, man. You know, it was your right, though. He needed the somber voice. That was a pretty somber voice from Bobby, honestly. Pretty somber.
Yeah. That was somber.
That was somber voice. Somber
Maybe
voice.
That's the thing. I think when
you I don't know. It was so long somber, ago.
When you go somber voice with Mazzulla, I think like he sees it as a sign of weakness.
It's a threat.
Attacks.
Yeah.
You got to go in harder. You got to go in harder. Like, Joe, like, that all happened out there. Why'd you like Porzingis run around on one leg?
Yeah.
Then you gotta kind of go fire for fire. You don't want to come in like puppy dog eyes. Like Joe, you know, Porzingis was back basically crawling around out there begging to come out. Why didn't you take him out earlier? That's the question. Done. On it.
Yeah. See what he's dragging his leg up and down.
Sorry, Bob. I don't remember. Yeah.
They almost amputated in the back, in the back of the play.
All of a sudden, he's like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I am so long ago.
I'm done.
It almost felt like if he had long hair, like he would have like brushed it back. Yeah. Can we play that again?
All that was missing was obligatory. Next question.
Yeah. Right. Whatever. Shut up. You're stupid. Like, next.
He's like looking at his nail.
Gary, what do you got? Gary, what do you got? That would have been perfect.
Yeah, he would have rather.
Gary, you got any questions, Gary? Pointers.
He would have rather.
I don't know, but the room bailed him out. I might have
followed. For secondary assists.
I might have followed there. Joe, just the timeline. Do you really not remember when he asked out? Was it early or late? And like, you know, it's just funny. The whole thing was pretty funny. It was good stuff. Anyway, going through tonight again, you're looking at the performances. I know some people are talking about Tatum, but you have to talk about hold on. Is there more? You got something for me? We have something from Joe postgame. We'll talk about it. We're going to get into Derek White,
by the way,
as
guys.
Well. Impossible not to talk about White at this point because he might be
him.
He might be the X factor now.
He might be him.
When Porzingis is out, he is. When Porzingis is out, he is.
He might be him. Is. You might be relying on him to do things. And again, another lights out shooting performance. Just absolutely, just phenomenal, phenomenal play from him. It really is.
The problem for teams that try to shift more attention to Derek is that because he's a perimeter player, that's going to open up things for Tatum and Brown more if you start shifting your attention. And whereas with Porzingis, you can continue to do whatever you're trying to do with Jalen and Jason and shift some attention to Porzingis because the two aren't necessarily directly related. But with Derek out there, you can't start all of a sudden like double-teaming him and tilting for him and blitzing him because that means Tatum is going to – or Jalen is going to have a very favorable matchup. So the better Derek White plays, the more it kind of screws your defense up because you can't – you almost have to just hope that he just misses and hope that he just doesn't get hot. Because I think teams are more comfortable with him going off for 30 than Tatum. But the scary part for teams is that now, Derek, you know he can do that. And you know that he's comfortable going at you. I mean, Derek, he's doing chin-ups on the damn rim out here. How many times? I mean, Derek has had like 3 or 4 dunks in the last couple games. He might have went all season with maybe 4 dunks. And he's got like 2 or 3 in the last couple games.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
He's a problem now. He is a problem for Cleveland, Orlando, whoever's next on the docket. He's going to be a major problem for them.
It's great. We always theorize like what if you lived in a universe where Derek White was clearly like the number two option on a team, would this be a normal occurrence? 25, 26, 28, you know? You do wonder. You wonder how much he's getting because the attention given to the other guys. I think that's fair to talk about, but also I honestly think he's borderline perfect. Like in the sense of like, he just does the right thing or the well-intentioned thing all the time. Sometimes there'll be a physical execution issue. Like I was a second late on that pass or I went for the block and I missed it, you know, or whatever. And like, it's not, you can't make every play, but it's almost always kind of the right read on what he should be doing at all times. When he attacks at the right moment. When he pulls up at a shot, he's doing it with just the right amount of space before someone takes that space away, you know, just moving the ball and getting things going. And obviously defensively, he's so good. Like he just does almost everything right all the time. And I feel like the more you put on his plate, the more you do it. And yes, it is weird, but it's crazy. Like, I mean, there are people who will tell you the first 3 months of the Derek White era looked exactly like this, except shots didn't fall. But that's, but they know ball and we don't.
Right.
But this is, he's a different, he keeps getting, I mean, price is going up.
Well, we said after the 38. After that 38 point game, Sherrod, we thought you were going to jump on, do everything in your power to jump on this show, even though I know you were teaching.
Because you know how I love Derek White. You know how I love me some Derek White. And I wrote about him in my Substack after the game. And I went back to a conversation I had with Will, our assistant here, was with Derek in San Antonio, and how Will was real bullish on what Derek could do here. Perfect fit was how he described him. And I thought he was just kind of BSing me because that was his guy. But then you start watching Derek play, and it's like, wow, he's like the perfect complement to these guys in almost every sense of the word, offensively, defensively, moving the ball, being a help side defender, being a guy that you don't have to call plays for. He can still get you points, get you buckets. He's been so much better than I think the Celtics even envisioned him being. I think they felt he could be a guy that could help them, but I don't think they saw him as a borderline all-star caliber guy. And to your point, John, you're right. The price has gone up significantly. I mean, he's entering that near max salary zone when you look at all the things he can do.
He's at least holiday range, right? Like, you know, he's
at least holiday range.
And over, it's scary.
If they can get that million, if he takes the holiday type deal, I think you're doing okay. Lucky.
Yes.
Yeah.
So lucky.
Yeah. Which is crazy. And again, to think about this.
Yeah, it was. And again, I think we don't like
doing
this.
You think he's getting that much, huh? You guys think he's going to cash in at?
I think he's going to have the opportunity. He may take a home count.
40 million, yeah. 30 something million.
He may take less just to stay in Boston because it's a great situation for
him. No, he's not. He's not going to do that, Sherrod. I am a firm believer that he's not taking any team discount.
Shut up, Jimmy.
This is his big deal. This is his big contract. This is his big contract. He hasn't cashed in on a big one like Holiday. Holiday's got two of those now.
Whatever, Jimmy.
I'm just saying. I think he's. I mean,
let me sleep, Jimmy. Can I just sleep this one through, Jimmy? Just let me sleep this one through, okay? Don't wake me up anymore. Yeah.
All right. We're gonna hear.
I just dream?
You can dream. My bad.
I think he will.
We don't need to talk about.
It's not going to be a discount as much as it's going to be. We'll work together on this. You know, like he's going to. I don't think he's squeezing every last penny. I think he's going to want to get paid. He's not taking significantly less, but I do believe the desire is going to be there to stay. But who knows?
It's down the road, and it's
not the thing now, but the way he's playing now is insane. We're going to hear from Joe. We're going to hear from Jalen as well in the locker room, and we're going to hear about our sponsor, Prize Picks, which everybody knows about now, but we want to tell you, number one fantasy sports app in North America. Everybody loves Prize Picks, right, Jimmy?
Love Prize Picks.
I love Prize Picks. I love it. What can we tell you about it? Went up to 100 times your money with Prize Picks. Little as 4 correct picks. All you have to do, you pick more or less on 2 or more player stats. Watch the winnings roll in. Terrific. Play alongside celebrities, community plays, what have you. Prize Picks offers injury insurance. So your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Basketball players, guy exits the first half, no problem. So again, download the app today and use that code CLNS for a first deposit match up to 100. You put in 100, they give you 100. It's that easy. Code CLNS. Again, download the app today. Use the code CLNS for a first deposit match up to 100. Pick more, pick less. It is that easy. Is it that easy, Jimmy?
It's that easy. Pick less on Fake. Pick less on Faker.
I'm not done. I want to tell you guys also about Game Time, which is a new sponsor in the Garden Report. And we're gonna get these out here quick because we're gonna get the other guys coming on and we want to chop it up with them a little bit more. So we're doubling up. And as we said, we're lucky. We get to go to games using press credentials. I was at the Garden today. I snuck in, snuck out, came back here.
I haven't been in a minute.
You guys probably didn't see me, but I went. I picked up my press pass. I walked around a little. You know, shook some hands, kissed some babies, moved on. Sherrod, Josue, Bobby, they get to go. You guys might not get to. So enter Game Time.
Rub it in, John. Jeez.
It's cool. We're lucky. We're lucky. We're fortunate. Jimmy doesn't get to go. But if Jimmy wants to go, he uses Game Time. Authorized ticket marketplace of the – Jimmy's Jimmy is a homeschooled NBA enthusiast.
As you all can tell. Yeah, you can all tell.
Authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA makes getting playoff tickets even faster and easier. Prices at Game Time app actually go down as it gets closer to tip-off. Killer last-minute deals, all-in prices. It's great stuff. A lot of great features. Flash deals, exclusive in-app deals. Select your seats ahead of time. You want to know what the view from your seat looks like. You get this awesome panoramic view. It's great. And again, I think that's particularly awesome for concerts when you're really like, oh, what's it going to look like relative to the stage? I think that's really cool. Lowest price guarantee or Game Time will also credit you 110% of the difference. You find a better price out there, you will get credited back. So again, take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code CLNS for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and your redeem code CLNS. That's easy enough for all of you. $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. So yes, have at it. I'm sorry to rub it in, but yes, we do get to go to kind of games from time to time, and it's fun, and we like that. And we're on to either.
I like game time because, like I said, you can just chill outside the stadium and the game starts and the price starts to drop. Who cares if you miss the first few minutes? You go in for like a nice little discount and you see all the good stuff. Anyway.
Yeah, you see all the good stuff and you can absolutely do that. As we talked about earlier, Cavs Magic. I think I know who I want to see less. Do you have a pick, Jimmy? Like, who do you want? Who would you rather play here?
Star power is on the Cleveland. You get Donovan Mitchell. I actually think Orlando is sneaky good, but they might not even beat Cleveland. So I guess I'm wrong about that. I think maybe Orlando's a year or two away, but they've got some good young talent, some athleticism. And then Cleveland's got, Donovan Mitchell, who on any given night can be the friggin' best player in the damn league practically. So I think you'll probably see Cleveland at this point. They're up by one. I originally thought Orlando might steal it, but I don't know if Orlando has the horses to make that happen.
I prefer to see Cleveland because I just think Orlando, they're so young that they don't know they're not supposed to beat the Celtics, if that makes any sense. To your point, Jimmy, I just think they're better. They have more talent, I think, than Cleveland does. Cleveland has the benefit of experience and wisdom and have been there, done that. You know, that game five, that was Orlando's moment to really kind of catapult themselves into being a legitimate team that isn't seen as a young team that's on the rise. They had a chance to be in the mix to win. I don't think they'll win game six. I think they'll lose that one and go home for the summer. They had a good year. They got to the playoffs. But Cleveland, because of their size, if you're the Celtics, you want that series to go as long as it possibly can go so that the clock for Porzingis to get back won't be as long.
Now, is there a chance they play Sunday? If Cleveland wraps it up on Friday, are they coming to Boston Sunday? Is that how it works?
Yeah, it would start. It would start early.
I think so. Yeah,
that's Greekster, guys. Just telling
is
you.
Is it?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Is that what that mean?
It's going to be a Nick Gelso, Evan Valenti special.
Oh boy, Sunday.
Yeah. Are you on?
Did they say what time it would be Sunday?
I don't know yet.
Depends what
time. I don't think they've
depends what time the game is.
I gotta roast a whole lamb, Jimmy. I can't be messing around with post-game shows.
could it be a night game or is it definitely a day game?
1 p.m. Luke says one. It's probably a day game.
I can make it happen, I'm sure. It's a 1 p.m.
Okay, good.
I don't want
to. I understand Orlando is bigger and longer and might be challenging in some ways. I can't see them winning four games against the Celtics under any circumstances. I think Cleveland could. So I don't know. I'm still kind of figuring it out in my head here. I want to dig deeper into the matchups. They're 2-1 against both teams. That doesn't really mean much. Again, I think you're trying to factor how the no Porzingis thing is going to go. And again, an optimistic assessment today was Porzingis, back for the Eastern Conference Finals. I've seen 2 weeks. I've talked to some people who know some things about Cavs who think 2 weeks is insanely optimistic, even without like.
Oh, I know a thing or two about it. Cavs.
I know, yeah.
I know. You got a Cav guy?
I got a Cav guy.
Of course you do. He's got a guy for everything.
I got a Cav guy.
Get him on. Get that coward on. Put a face to that report if he doesn't think Porzingis is going to be on the court.
It's not. I just think it's saying 2 weeks seems too. I was told that 2 weeks is a little optimistic.
Who said 2 weeks?
That's what you would be to get ready for the Eastern Conference Finals. Probably, you know, that's about that. A couple of weeks is going to be a quick turnaround.
I think what the report said was he would be back for the Eastern Conference Finals, but maybe not necessarily game one. Did he say he was going to be back for the start of the Eastern Conference Finals?
Jimmy, do you have Cavs or no?
Could be a little. I've got a couple of Cavs and I've been working them out too, by the way. You won't see me go down with a calf injury. Not right now. Peak right now. Peak calf game.
I think Nick Gelso legitimately is giving away the store right now.
What's he doing? Nick, what are you doing? We talked about this, Nick.
He's actually
Cornette MVP. No way.
He's actually giving away the store. I have no way of knowing if Nick actually created this promo code. He's just messing with you guys. The only way you'll know, go to the merch store.
I feel like it's legit. He actually texted it to us too.
I think it might be legit.
Cornette MVP. Yeah. So you can get that. By the way, guys, this shirt. It's $25, but with 20% off, you do the math. You can only imagine what the
it's $5 off, Jimmy. It's $5 off.
$20, just like that. $20 covers your shipping, probably.
This is you catch Nick after a series win and 11 vodkas.
We only do this after series wins, guys. So
yeah,
there you go.
It's one more time.
It's gonna be a one night deal here.
While you're buying our stuff, I will say it really is cool when you like and subscribe, like the videos and subscribe to our channel. If you're here and you're hanging out and you haven't subscribed yet, what is wrong with you? Okay. What is wrong with you?
Seriously. You're just a bad person.
We love this
stuff. By the way, guys, I'm going to be ordering, I'm going to say this now, in the spirit of merch, I'm going to be ordering some hard hats. There's going to be a limited supply of them, but they will be available soon.
Yeah.
I
will take suggestions from the chat as well. What type of stuff, what type of merch you would like to see? Because we would like to create it. Would you like, a Luke Lemon Squares, apron? It's something we would consider. That. Luke Lemon Squares lunchbox? That'd be fun. A lot of L's in that. A lot of alliteration.
I'm not sure the Luke merch is. I don't know if we start with Luke merch. Maybe
he's your third center. You don't think that's great?
Hey, that code is legit, guys. That code's legit.
It's my third T-shirt. It's my third T-shirt.
Yeah. It's my third T-shirt.
Yeah.
No, the Nick code is legit. You go there, you get the 20% off.
Nick's saying he's gonna do it after for every win.
Nick.
That's true though. Nick might be drunk.
Nick,
I think.
Nick's sleep drunk. On it, Nick. Nick, sleep on it.
This is what he does. This is what he does after a win. He goes crazy.
Sleep on it.
Starts giving the company away. Watch out, John.
Yeah, we'll do.
Wake up tomorrow with us. The old stock torpedoes.
Sad girls, margarita glasses. You could do that. That's what you do on Valentine's Day when you're single. You go. We're having fun, right? We're having margaritas.
Oh boy.
Sad girls.
Walk away.
I'll get it.
Yeah. Walk away. Let's just walk away.
They come with a box of tissues.
I'm sorry. Sad girls. My wife wants 11 squares apron, but it's my third apron. I like that. very good stuff. Anyway, here's Joe Mazzulla talking about stuff about the post game. Huh? Somebody as a Celtics win. Talked about, I don't know, Ahmed kind of told me.
This stuff.
What are you talking about?
It's
pretty boring. Oh, they trust each other.
The trust all around this year with this team is just way more than, not saying you trust each other, but just the growth.
Yeah, I mean, the longer you're around each other, the longer you have the conversations to go about how you want to do things, you're going to develop that sense of trust. But I think it starts with the guys. I think the trust they have in each other, the way they communicate, the way they prepare is super important. So I think it's more about them.
Thanks. Thanks, Joe.
Boring. Yaman was right.
And thank you, Renee. You think I won't make a pie cookbook? I'll make a pie cookbook. Don't
thank
dare
you,
me.
Renee. Yeah, thank you, Reen.
As much as we like super chats, we also like
criticism.
You know, yeah, we also like this type of honest feedback. Trash. We're trash.
Trash.
Yeah. Oh, we do need one of these. Do you have children? T-shirts.
Yeah, that'd be good. Well, you know what? Actually, that would be good on a mug. Just a coffee mug. Do you have kids? Just picture like a dad drinking it, being like, damn it. It's like kids running around crazy. 5 a.m.
Here's the secret. I'm not really that good at baking pies. I didn't want to tell everybody. I'm just starting out. I'm just getting into it. It's a brand new thing for me. Baking is new for me.
Baking is new for you?
Yes, I'm not a pie wizard. I just started baking. That's why I was so proud of them. I'm like, look, they look like actual pies, you know? But like, it's not my thing. Definitely not my thing.
I'm a fraud. I think it's becoming your thing.
Yeah. It's fun.
You're growing into it.
Yeah.
I'm growing into it.
What are you going to make on Sunday?
I'm making a pasticcio, which is like a Greek lasagna.
What's in it?
It's instead of cheese, it's like a bechamel, and the ground beef, and it's not heavy. It's not tomato saucy. It's a ground beef that has some tomatoes in it, but it also has different flavors. There's like nutmeg and cinnamon. So it has a different kind of flavor profile than lasagna. And the bechamel is like a thick little layer at the top. You're using basically like bucatini style pasta. So it's like this tubular sort of thing. And it's great. The pasticcio is great. And then a lot of words
that I don't know what they mean. bechamel
is one of the mother sauces. Bechamel. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. And cinnamon, just toss a little, you're like, it's like a pasta dish. You're like, you know what this needs? Cinnamon.
Yeah. It's good.
Who are you?
It's
like good. Buddy the Elf or something.
It's damn good. I'm telling you, it's good stuff.
You toss some syrup in there too.
I'm trying to Greek it up a little. Some roasted potatoes, nothing crazy. It's a small gathering. But yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
Well, happy Greek Easter to you.
Yeah, yeah.
So we might not see you. We might not see you after that if they don't play.
Yeah. So we'll see. But I got to do it. Got to do it once. And then we do Egg Wars, which I talked about on the show before. Yeah. You butt eggs together, and whoever has the pristine egg at the end is the champion. It's nose to nose and butt to butt, and you go around and everybody does it, and it's like, you know, everybody in your family has one, and you crack eggs.
Are you holding it?
It's so friggin' fun. Yeah, not raw eggs, hard boiled eggs that are dyed red. They're awesome.
Why do you dye them red?
It just is. It's just a thing. Yeah.
You never asked. Like. All right, it's time to dye the eggs red, everybody.
It's a religious thing. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense that it's a religious thing. Hard boil the eggs, paint them red, and smash them against each other. It makes,
Egg Wars.
I can see that being a
Nick is selling shit. Nick said, look, Nick.
Are people buying it?
Yeah, they are.
Am I getting the cut of this stuff?
Yeah. We've already, the phenomenal t-shirts have already sold out. They may have been sold out before Nick started.
Bobby must get a cut of that. We also have the logo. We have our we have a good t-shirt of our logo, which I'm still looking for one.
What's this thing with Bobby and Josue? Adding, who knows? Putting something on the screen that I'm gonna put.
Oh wow, orders are flying in.
Is this what Bobby did?
We're gonna sell out.
Yeah, two more. Orders are coming in. Nick gave away the store.
We haven't even put the hard hats up. You guys, save your money for some hard hats. I'm telling you, they're coming.
Nick knows how to hustle. Nick knows how to sell. Trust me. All it took was
20% off. Unbelievable.
Huh?
All it took was 20% off and a Luke Cornett promo code.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nick's going to have to order some more shirts. Get on the horn, Nick.
You know who's cool?
Hey, your t-shirt guy.
You know who's cool as hell?
Also, if anyone has any cool... What? Who's cool as hell?
This guy. Look at how cool this guy is right here. I'm not kidding.
You guys took this series. Okay. This is kind of a step forward, like a graduating from last year.
You know, I think we still have tests to go through.
Like he's at the Emmy Awards, accepting his...
I'm being out.
Producer of the year, record of the year.
I think Albert voice.
I think I'm up to the challenge, and I'm excited about that. So we're graduating. We haven't graduated yet. Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
Yeah, because you know, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jalen's so damn
cool. Those sunglasses
cool.
were
so damn cool.
Yeah, those were cool. That's you're allowed to be that cool when you advance to the next round.
When you are that cool, you get to be that cool. So yeah, Jalen. Yeah, yeah. Jalen is that cool, you know. You got Bobby sitting there with a friggin' bucket hat and cream cheese all over his face, asking him questions. And Bobby, Jalen's like, "Whatever, Bobby. I'm hanging out with my shades, and I graduated. Take that.
Yeah. I'm graduating. I'm graduating. Yeah. I haven't graduated yet.
I'm great. He's got the beard is great. All of it is great. Awesome. Awesome. Good stuff.
Everything's up.
Yeah."
Wow, the phenomenal t-shirt is actually officially sold out right now.
Yep.
I told you. Just like that.
I can.
So that means the Garden Report tee is still available, everybody. That's got all our faces on it, including the hard hat.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Phenomenal bucket hats are still available.
We have phenomenal bucket hats.
Believe it or not, they're still available.
You guys don't want bucket hats?
How many of those did Nick buy? Oh boy, we're gonna be selling those for the next decade.
Yeah, we've got some Brockton Wi-Fi clogs.
That's awesome.
So you know, we got all the high fashion if you want. Graduating.
A lot of people Manning, in the chat saying they're going to buy the hard hat when it becomes available. So
Bobby Manning sure has a funny way of getting on the show quickly, huh?
He does.
He certainly does. We're almost out of stuff to talk about. Honestly, I guess am I going to talk about Luke? No. How do you think I'll ask you this question? No, I'm not. How do you think Al Horford acquitted himself here? You know, and Bam's gonna Bam, and it's gonna be hard. This is not an easy matchup here, and that's Bam's gonna Bam. But you know, Al, nice to keep it to 23 minutes. Nice to have that little blowout. Nice to have a little length of time. If you're gonna be playing Al, probably 30 minutes a night. Any space and rest you can give him is great here. So again, not overusing there. Cornett acquitted himself fine. I don't know how much of this just has to do with there wasn't much resistance on the other side. Miami's not bringing anybody big off the bench there that's really going to threaten you. You can absolutely mirror the non-Bam minutes there, and get Luke in and not worry about it, even though he did face off with him as well. I thought Al did well. I mean, you're going to need it. You're going to need it from him.
Well, you know what they did?
You're going to need the shooting. You're going to need him to knock down some threes. He's going to have to contribute. You know, you can't have Al goose egg games. He can't just be there. You know, I think Al's going to have to be part of this because you're counting on Porzingis providing a big offensive load. I definitely don't want to see those Al games where you're like, oh, he didn't score tonight, huh? Like,
No. We're not going to.
You want to see him involved? You want to see him involved?
Well, they poked the bear right off the bat. He took that. He basically a foul from Bam right off the tip, and I think that gave him a little spark. You know, that woke him up. Sometimes that's all it takes to get these guys going a little bit earlier into the game, get him in the zone. And he was aggressive tonight. He was active on the boards. He kept some, second chance opportunities going. And listen, I mean, we talk about the pressure on, you know, Tatum and Brown and that and all that stuff. But Al Horford's looking towards the end of his career here, and this is probably his best shot at winning a title. I mean, you don't want to be looking at next year if you're Al Horford. You're looking at this year. So he has every reason to leave it all out there when he plays. I mean, I'm sure he doesn't want to have to take on, you know, too much of a larger role that he needs to with Porzingis out for the next couple of weeks, but he will. Certainly he's, you know, a professional. He's always ready to play. For his age, he's been pretty damn healthy, Sherrod. You know, I mean, I think there were some concerns. There were some concerns years ago about like his knee and his lower body and whether or not he's going to hold up. I don't think anyone's had those concerns the last couple of seasons with him. I mean, yeah, they've taken the proper precautions on the back-to-backs and whatnot, but he's been pretty damn healthy for this team.
Yeah, I mean, they've done a good job of keeping him in just enough bubble wrap so he doesn't hurt himself, but just whipping him out there to help you when you need him, like times like this. He's a different kind of player than Porzingis. I mean, obviously, both of those guys can shoot the three. Porzingis better, obviously. But Al gives them the ability to actually post someone up and who can actually do some work down there. And because he's such a good passer, if defenses are reacting to what Al's doing on a block, he's going to find that open man. I thought they did a good job of swinging the ball around, getting it to Al where he had a significant mismatch. You know, if he's got a guy like Tyler Hero guarding him or, you know, one of the wing guys, then Al has the green light to go to work and try to get something going at the rim. He's doing what veterans do. I mean, what you lack in athleticism at this stage, you should be able to more than make up for in wisdom and understanding of what you can do to be impactful, even if your body isn't quite competing at the level that you're used to. I thought he did a good job of just doing Al Horford-like things, knock down a couple shots, make yourself present on the boards, and just be a guy that's contributing to the win.
No doubt. Very few teams have this kind of luxury, right? Like to slide a guy like Al Horford into this role. So, you know, even if you're not going to get Porzingis contribution here, but a lot of it comes down to how they play when he's, it's a different game. I know Joe, Bobby got all bent out of shape, and thank you, Rain, very much for watching. Thank you for listening, especially if you're,
thanks, Rain.
You're listening on your way to, if you're listening on your way to work, I know you're watching tonight, but if you miss it, you of course can watch the replay, at any point in time. It's up all night. And I know a lot of people do that, or they join late and kind of watch on delay or watch it the next day, but the audio version's up by the morning. So again, you can just kind of jump in and, you know, goof around and listen to us kind of just knock around a little bit in the morning. If you're doing any morning commute, the audio version is available wherever you get your podcast. So go for it. People were talking about the pace, and we did talk about this as well. You do notice when Porzingis is out there, they do sometimes play with a little better pace. Jimmy hasn't thought about basketball or this show for like 20 minutes. It's all merch right now. He's all merch right now.
I'm looking
all the
at
time,
the
right?
chat. I'm trying to catch up with the chat right now, to be honest.
Yeah, he's just thinking about like his head's been off the screen for like
I'm looking at the minutes. Chat right here.
Jimmy's been like this.
You know? I know.
I was like looking at the camera.
Sorry for wearing our own merch. My bad.
I know. Yeah.
My bad.
Jimmy's like, let me send this idea to Nick and he'll give me percentages. Like, just focus on the show.
I didn't say that. This is my PXG shirt. It's in the wash.
Well, let me tell you all about it. Can I?
Please do.
Can I tell you all about it? Golfers and non-golfers. But you know, PXG on a mission to create the most high-quality, high-performance merch out there. Right, Jimmy?
You know it, baby.
No, they're out there to create – it's the best golf clubs out there. But they're bringing the same passion to their of excellence to their line of apparel, and they have absolutely nailed it. I own two PXG shirts and two of their caps, and that's not all that they have there. It's made with premium materials, technology designed for peak performance. Confidence-inspiring looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from the course to the bar, to the town, to the sad girls, Jimmy, anything you want. From golf trips to romantic getaways, PXG apparel is there for you. Man. PXG apparel has something for everyone. Pants, polos, sweaters, hats, quarter zips, joggers, jackets, skirts, everything you could want. And as I said, I freaking love these clothes. I love these shirts. They're so comfortable. It's breathable. It's great. When the air, when it starts to get hot out, you just feel awesome. And it just, the fabric is great. It's really, really high quality, golf wear. So elevate your style game on and off the course with PXG spring and summer collection. Head over to pxg.com/garden report. Use the code garden report checkout to save 10% on all apparel. Once again, pxg.com/garden report, code garden report, 10% on all apparel. Jimmy, have you got it? pxg.com/garden report. Your head's off the screen again, buddy.
pxg.com/garden.
Yeah, your head.
Get damn it down. Helmet, man. What do you want me to do? I'm trying to get my shirt in and the helmet in. You know how difficult it is? It's because of this this camera angle that you've got here. If you did the other one, I'd have the widescreen. You could see everything.
People favor this. And again, I've asked the chat before, do you like when we go four? Do you like the slivers? Do you like the around the horn? Or do you like the Brady? Do you like the Brady bunch?
I like this one when it's three. When it's more, I like the other one.
Me too. I like the Brady bunch when it's more than three. I don't like the four.
I don't like the four. It's too skinny. Too skinny.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's too skinny.
Did you say who you wanted to play, John, Orlando or Cleveland?
I'm working through it.
Well, it's time. It's time to decide right now.
I'm working through it. I guess I'm like a simple caveman when it comes down to it.
We know that.
And I go with the, like, I fear the stars a little bit more on the Cleveland side of things. I fear the Twin Towers a little bit more with Porzingis out. I think Cleveland has more ways to beat you. And again, that one guy who can just win a game or two by himself, and that's Mitchell on the other side, I just think they're more dangerous. You know, I think they can catch you napping a couple games if you're not careful. And I just don't think Orlando's ready yet. I think they, you know, they don't know who they want to be when they grow up yet. Like they're spunky and they're sparky, and every once in a while they'll surprise you, and they are good defensively and they're long.
I think they're a couple years away.
But I don't see it. So I would prefer to play the Magic. Cleveland is I think is a little bit more challenging. I still expect to win either series without Porzingis. But I think Cleveland, the prospect of losing exists. But again, I don't see it. I don't see it.
You don't think Orlando can just like catch fire and like little momentum?
Their offense is dreadful.
Track. Yeah, it's one of the worst. It's one of the worst in the playoffs. Better than Orlando's.
Orlando can just, I mean, I think the Celtics can play a couple of bad games and win against Orlando, because I think Orlando is going to be so offensively challenged. I think whatever Orlando does to frustrate you defensively, they might just simply not be able to put up enough offense.
Yeah, they're not ready. They're not ready. The Cavs, Dennis and Mitchell. On any given night, man, I love Donovan Mitchell. He's always been a player that I enjoy watching. So that kind of adds a little bit to the.
He's got that thing, right? Like I know he's not perfect, but he just goes off. I feel like we see it, and again, it's one of those things where I bet, like, if you look at the numbers, it's not as
right.
You know. It's not as big as it seems.
Nobody who knows ball would correct you for sure.
I feel like he scores 46 every time he plays the Celtics. Like, it just goes bananas.
But they've also got, like you said, they've got some other help there. Obviously, Allen's a beast in the middle, but I feel like Garland can give you trouble too. Those quick guards, right? Literally, on any given night, he can run laps around anybody. So you've got Cleveland's got some additional help there too. So I think they're definitely a tougher matchup for the Celtics. I think I just have this thing for Orlando. I just feel like they're like that young and up and coming team, but they're just not there yet. I think I don't even think I'd be surprised, I guess, now thinking about it, if they do beat the Cavs. But either way, the Celtics should be able to handle either of these teams, Porzingis or not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that if you're the Celtics, you're scared of of either of them. And I would say the Celtics would be pretty heavy favorite in like the gambling land for winning that series.
Yeah. What is interesting, just in terms of, you know, we talk about Orlando being offensively challenged. Cleveland, and someone put it in the chat here, Cleveland has broken 100 a single time in this series. And that was last game, and it was 104. Yeah. So their wins have been 97-83, 96-86. The lose, you know, and then they got, and then Orlando had, you know, popped off for two games there, 120-83, 112-89. You know, and Cleveland won that last one, 104-103. It's been close. It's been a rock fight. And again, testament as much to Orlando's defense as it is like Cleveland's, you know, inefficient offense. But I mean, they're not world beaters by any means, the Cavs here. I just think you have some more dangerous elements in there offensively than you do with Orlando, which is just Ben Caro and what, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Fultz. Don't forget about Fultz.
That guy, last year for him. Too bad, because I was liking the direction he was going, but he had a mess of a year here, missing a ton of games. I think he played like 20-something games. So, Cleveland's not – Cleveland, they're not world beaters either. You know, lighten things up offensively, and they haven't been all season long. So, I mean, both of these teams have to play almost perfect, or the Celtics have to puke all over themselves, I think, for this to be.
Tell you what, I'm glad
to be Celtics whatever. But again, if you talk about one thing that one team does that's elite, it's Orlando's defense. If you're worried about that, you know, like Cleveland's kind of mid. Orlando has a legit defense. They do.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm glad they're not playing the winner of the Knicks-Sixers series. That's been an unbelievable series. Both those teams look ready to go.
Yeah. That was a ton of fun. I was watching that game and not paying attention. And I was like, I wonder what that Maxi 3 does. And I was like, oh, my God, they tied it. I thought I already written it off.
Crazy shot, yeah.
That was crazy. And honestly, Milwaukee, massive gut check there. You know why Bobby Portis found it insulting that he was on the trade block for Grant Williams? Because he, guys. Grant ain't leading a team to a victory here. I'm going to give Bobby three more minutes, five more minutes, and then we'll call it.
What are they doing?
We're at an hour. I know. We're at an hour.
I talk about this all the time.
We're at an hour.
They're on to the second round, not the NBA Finals, not the
conference. Well, those guys will be up with other members of the Stay Ready crew in a Garden post game. So maybe we'll save Bobby's commentary for the Garden Report post game show. Guys, anything else before we wrap it?
Should we talk Cornette since we didn't at all?
No.
He played. It was fine. It didn't matter. I was just going to troll Bobby a little bit. He had 2 points, 7 rebounds. To assist a block.
But listen, I said this last game. He just needs to go in and not hurt them. And that's exactly what he did.
Not lose your minutes.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if they can.
And that's what
he
does.
I mean, yeah, offensively wise, sure, you'd want more than 2 points. But if he can go in there and just hold the fort down as best he can and give Horford a little time to get back. And he heard the word Cornette. And he came running.
Bobby, I was this close to turning this car around.
Bobby, you have 30 seconds. Close. Final thoughts.
Yeah. Well. Just got out of Jason Tatum, and I'm glad I stuck in with him because he had some pretty interesting comments, which isn't always the case from him.
Tell us later.
Talking about their toughness and how he doesn't agree with the perception that this team isn't tough. And he thinks some of the toughness associated with other teams, and I think alluding to the Heat in many ways, is that it's not easy to out-tough the Celtics just because you're loud and, audacious out there on the court and you make a bigger commotion out there, or you just commit fouls or whatever it might be. You know, that doesn't align with toughness necessarily, he said. And the other thing I found interesting, of course, is that, like we said going into this series, seeing the Heat on the other side create a greater sense of urgency from the Celtics. They sleptwalked through that first round series against the Hawks last year. Tatum said literally that they relaxed in that series. And that wasn't going to be the case here. And he said, you know, right when the play-in tournament was coming together, he put in his mind that they were going to play Miami. And they took care of business here. I didn't think tonight was going to be easy. Obviously, everybody saw my tweet by now. This ended up being easy. The Heat just didn't have enough in this series. And I think we were robbed of a great series in many ways by those injuries on the other side. But these are the breaks you get on the way to a championship. And you know, to go back to Joe Mazzulla's commentary before the series, this is the stuff people forget when you win a championship. No one's going to remember if the Celtics win three series from now that the Heat didn't have anybody. They'll just be champions. And every team has gotten those kind of breaks along the way.
Who said you can't out-tough the Celtics?
Tatum.
Tatum said that?
No, he said you can't necessarily out-tough. You know what I mean? Like, it's not easy to out-tough the Celtics, as people would say.
Okay. Meaning people say it and he thinks it's not that easy?
Yeah.
He thinks we're wrong. Oh.
He thinks we're wrong?
Yeah. And a great quote from him.
Yeah.
What's the actual clap back at what the perception is? Go ahead. And I think they did that in this series to a large degree. The Heat tried it, John.
What's that?
The Heat tried it in many different circumstances here, and none of it worked. Whether you want to say it was mixing up defenses or getting a little chippy or dirty at times, it just didn't work. None of it worked.
I think the Heat could have played six guys for half the game, you know, for this series, and still struggled. So, like, they did. Look, an undermanned team, the Heat at full strength probably have to resort to gimmicks and tactics and different things to win. Zone, you know, Bam's ridiculous, like, you know, moving screens and, you know, weird tactics, Caleb Martin's bullshit, you know, Tyler Hero acting tough. Yeah, I'm sure there's lots of things there. Josue, come to you now or when the guests get here? Thumbs up? Now. Okay, we're good. But that's what you have to do, right? That's what if you're Miami, that's what you have to do. Like, to beat the Celtics, you got to try unorthodox things because you're not just going to go out and play them straight up.
Yeah.
And that's my dog.
We're going to figure that out in the next series because I think those are two teams that, in a similar way, the Heat, obviously with more health to their advantage, are going to try to out-tough the Celtics in those series. Cavs, Magic, especially the Magic, who have to lean all the way in on defense to compete in that series. So it's going to be interesting. Not much talk about either of those teams tonight. Derek just said they're both good. He left it at that. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I don't know if I can sit here for 5 days waiting for this next series. So I hope they get it done Friday.
Selfish, Bobby. Let the Celtics take their time, man. They need it. I mean, they don't need it, but it'd be nice.
They don't need 5 days.
But you're not going to get that again the rest of the way here. So why not? You know, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world for these guys. I mean, they've proven when they were waiting throughout the play-in tournament that they can, quote-unquote, stay ready. So I don't think it makes a difference, honestly. It's just about ready when the moments, when the series ready to kick off, you know. And after what happened to Kristaps Porzingis, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to get an extra couple of days. But, yeah.
No, I just get it started. You don't want to get rusty. You don't need this extra preparation time.
Bobby just doesn't want to sit around. These guys
don't want to sit around either.
Bobby's like, is there a game?
You don't want to sit around. That's my point.
Yeah.
We need the main Celtics to reopen their season.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let me tell you. Wait, what?
Maybe I should go to the Red Sox. Some Red Sox.
I'm gonna pretend you didn't say that.
Or you could just generate cool content for the Celtics that you cover, and you know, it doesn't always have to be.
Yeah, you can do other stuff.
I'll take anything.
Great idea, John. Great idea.
Why'd you pitch me?
All right, how about right here? I'll pitch it to you.
Let's get it.
Luke Kornet.
I got a Porzingis
ready. Okay.
For these extra minutes in Toronto. Oh, did we talk about it?
No.
Did you guys talk about the lemon squares and the media dining?
Yeah, oh, we're lemon squares here.
Look what you did to Sherrod. That's all he needed.
I'm leaving the hole there, just so you know what you did. I'm leaving that hole. Sherrod. Feel bad.
Yeah, he's putting his laptop in his bag right now. Okay, damn.
Here we go. Oh, he's back. Here we go. What do you got?
So I'll say this. My prediction was he was going to have a regular season style Cornette game where he's scoring, getting some rebounds.
Five dunks.
One of the higher end games. So yeah, like a five dunk game. We didn't get that, but we got the effective rim protecting, energy providing, passing Cornette, the complimentary version of Cornette. And I'll take it. And yes, John, the plus 20 wasn't all him, but it's just a credit to him being able to survive those minutes.
It definitely lacked a little context. He'd scored 0 points. Yeah. And everyone else was like plus a million.
He got robbed of the alley-oop, though. That was a bad call.
Okay.
So I've been robbed.
He could have had 2 points.
Here's my wallet.
Yeah, I don't know if robbed's the right word.
Damn, John Hill.
He's fine. Just don't make us say bad things, okay? Luke did it.
I love the cornucopia
of baked goods in this Cornette cam. It's the best.
Cornucopia.
I love that.
Cornucopia.
Cornucopia. Tournament.
Let's see if we get some matchup stats. No, we don't. But I thought he was fantastic against Bam. I thought he held guys out
on
the floaters. The defense was great. This is about all you can ask for from your third center.
It is strange there isn't a lemon square in that graphic. He's not your third center, Bobby. Now, so here's the thing.
He's number two.
Legit, okay? Everything changes,
I'm not joking.
No, I'm not joking. I'm going to say this to you now. I don't know how to get this off the screen. I really don't know how.
Cornette cam? I'll do it. I put it on.
Yeah, Jimmy's probably the one to put it on.
Okay, so here's the thing, Bobby. When Luke Cornette goes from being your second center, your third center to your second center, the expectations completely change, okay? Because your second center used to be Al Horford, and now that's the standard by which you're judged. Those are the minutes you're theoretically taking, you know, there. So if you're the best third center in the league, you're the blank second center in the league. Like, you have to play it. You have to do a lot more to still, like, pay out. And so that's what's going to be hard is for an entire series as the actual second center playing against, you know, other actual tall people and being asked to do things like defend the paint is a little scary, is it not? Like, Cornette third center minutes, fine. Cornette second center minutes, I don't know.
I don't think it's scary. I just think he's been so consistent all year. And he's
as
stronger.
A third center. If he were the second center all year, it would be different. He'd be considered poor, you know, for a second center. He's a good third center.
It's fair. You're going to get, I think.
Conference final series. I don't
think it's harder. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not ideal.
I think those are good matchups for him, though. The Cavs play double big. Not a ton of shooting on that team. In fact, they've put no shooting on the floor in their series so far. I think their offensive rating's 98. So you can drop a center against the Cavs. The Magic, similar story. There's not a lot of shooting in their backcourt. So you can drop a center against the Magic. I feel really good about him entering this next series. And I feel good about the Celtics as a whole. You know,
either team.
For all the Cornette talk here, Horford was awesome the night. Stepped right in, didn't miss a beat. I thought they almost played with a style.
Yeah. Do you guys have a preference? Before we wrap it, I'll ask your guys your preference. Celtics, who do you like?
Cavs.
It depends what you're looking for. Play the Cavs? From an interest perspective.
No, I mean matchup wise, who gives the Celtics more problems?
The Magic give you fewer problems. They can't beat you in a series.
They can't score.
Yeah, I mean the Magic give you fewer problems, but the Cavs, I just think it'd be a better test for the Celtics team, and I don't think the Cleveland Cavaliers win that series. Honestly, the Celtics still have enough, even without Kristaps Porzingis, which we'll most likely not see throughout that entire series.
Yeah,
but Cleveland's got a guy that can win a game for you, so I prefer Orlando.
Right, crunch time.
I might. The defense is tough, but yeah, I might. Here's that Tatum tough bite.
Just being honest with ourselves, right? What are teams? What's their message? What's their game plan to beat us? And it's to, you know, pick up the pace, the pressure, be more crash the glass, do all the intangible things. So if we know that, you know, why don't we flip the script and be the tougher team? Why don't we crash the glass more? We pick up the pressure on defense, you know, while still, you know, being the talented team that we are. You know, be tough to beat us.
He's right. He's right.
Well, I mean, in theory, sure. In that's theory, the, yeah. that's kind of like what simple-minded, you know, people like us say when you watch a game. It looks like they're not doing that. Is like, why don't you just play hard? You know, like make that your thing instead of like, well, we got the shots we wanted. We gave them the shots we wanted to give up. Like, or just crash the glass. You know, die for loose balls, play hard, fight through screens, move around, don't, you know, get back on defense, push the ball up and, you know, and transition off, push it up off of makes, doesn't matter. Like, play hard, play fast. I think always when you're putting pressure on people, that makes you tougher. You're tougher to defend. You're tougher to deal with. I don't understand why the Celtics kind of sometimes make it easy on teams. You always want to be harder to play against. And sometimes the standing around or the giving people space or to conceding certain shots, which is what they did in that loss for sure. And a couple times during the series that's not tough. That's kind of like, I'll live with it. I'll live with the consequences here. Like daring people to shoot isn't tough. Even if it's smart, it isn't tough. It's easier to have a tough mentality if you kind of play that way all the time. Right.
Right.
Yeah, but he's right.
I think every series the rest of the way.
Much more so than yapping. Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
I think every series the rest of the way could require that.
Yeah, I mean, really, just the playoffs, right? That's just what it is. So, that's it.
Yeah, we're gonna, when we say tough, I mean physical. I mean physicality.
Yeah. But I think all of this, if just playing fast, playing hard is tough. But what did we say real quick before we wrap it? Is it if Cleveland wraps it up Friday, is game one Sunday? Is that what they said?
Yes.
That's what they said, yeah.
All right, so we'll see. We're either back on Sunday or we are on Tuesday at the Garden for game one, one team or another. If, one team wins, maybe we'll do something preview related prior to then, preview the matchup and get into it. But other than that, look for us on the Garden Report on game night, either Sunday, we believe during the day, or Tuesday night. And we're going to wrap it. Hard hats, fellas.
Yes, Celtics sir.
Win this one, 118-84. Wrap it up. Take care of Miami, their nemesis.
I think that's it for Miami. We might never see them again.
They'll fight. You know why you'll see them again? Because it's one of four or five destinations everybody wants to play for or get traded to. People are going to find their way to Miami one way or another. They're not going anywhere. As long as Riley's there, as long as Spoelstra's there, they're gonna have some magic. So I wouldn't be done. But anyway, thank you guys for hanging out. We are going to wrap it.
Yes, sir.
You're on guys. The Garden Report. Thanks to the guys down there. Yep.
Nice. Real quick, saw Kristaps Porzingis in the hallway. No walking boot, no security detail, no one helping him, walking on his own. Okay. So he looked pretty good compared to two nights ago, for sure. A lot ready better.
Did he have a suit on? Ago, for sure.
No suit. That's a great call, Jimmy. I mean, that's a pregame thing he does, but he was in much more relaxed clothing, making his way out of TD Garden.
If he can dress himself, he's good to go. That's all we need. So, yes, all things pointing up. Celtics win the series. Porzingis clothed and walking around. Way to go. Jimmy, how many more wins?
12 to go. That's an easy one. That's an
Baker's
easy
dozen. There you go, Jimmy.
We'll see you guys for getting. No, that's 13, Josue.
That's not a normal Josue. It's
a Baker's dozen is 13. It's 13. We'll see you guys in the next game. Bye-bye.
Wait, Amit's got an outro for us, I think.
No, he doesn't.
He said he was going to work on an outro.
He had a phenomenal game.
Phenomenal game.
Horford's out. I think it's an option.
That did not sound like a chair.
It was a freaking chair. It does sound like a chair. What do you want for your third center?